This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
We all know what it means to be physically healthy. You got to eat right, you got to exercise, probably drink some water, get your rest. What does it mean to be financially healthy? That's what we are talking about today with Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group. I'm Alex Dingman. This is Financial Insanity. Now, hear this, Scott. A personal capital poll from this year says Americans think they need to earn $122,000 to feel financially healthy. But that's double the national average for earnings. So that's interesting. Should we be focused solely on our earnings when thinking about our financial health for retirement? Are there other factors we should think about, Scott? And also, I do want to mention too, for folks, if you hear something and it resonates with you or brings up questions, you can call Scott at 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. But again, Scott, what are some things we need to be thinking about when it comes to financial health for retirement? What kind of factors?
Alex, that's why we call the show Financial Insanity, because for some people out there, $120,000 that live in the city of New York, they're just getting by. If you're living down south, that could be a home run. If you're out in Kansas or wherever area you're in, it could be $50,000 or $30,000. So you can't judge what you make or what you earn on your friends. It's your quality of life. And so I really believe there's a great book out there, The Psychology of Money. I was reading that book, and you know, it's about not the money you earn, it's about the money you keep. You see, you could be a Wall Street millionaire but be broke, versus the beginning of the book, it spoke about this gentleman was a janitor, and as a janitor, and he was working in the school systems. Then from school systems, he was in the area, and he worked around the town doing township work. But he invested a little bit of money. By age 60, he became a philanthropist because he bought stocks. He put money away. He lived a very meager life, very, very low, not a high line, not the fanciest cars. And today, he's got over $8 million, and he donates about 10% of that a year to his charities. So, Alex, that question, when I hear about the personal capital poll, it depends on each person. Now, everybody wants to be a millionaire, but no one wants to pay the price. What's the price, Alex? Could be divorce.
Yeah,
it could be not talking to the kids or having a relationship. It could be maybe just not having any friends around because, of course, they make more money and their personality changes. This is really, really financially insane when I think about it. But let's get to the question. We all should work out. We all know that, but majority of people don't. They start in New Year's as a resolution and they stop by March. We think about we need to make a lot of money. I would look at start really for be fiscally challenged if those are people are going to be fiscally challenged. How much do you really need to earn? And then anything above it, I hope people are tithing to their charity foundations. At least 10%, my good book says. Actually, it says 100%, but you give whatever you want. That's really starts in the heart. Giving starts in the heart. But what is it? What is really financially healthy? Alex, to me, financially healthy is having enough money to get through the bumps in the road, getting through the tough times. You see, you could be making some good income, but if you don't have enough cash in the bank and all of a sudden you're worried about all of a sudden things happening, that could cause a real problem. For example, all of a sudden you're healthy, things are going great, and now you have your favorite dog and he or she needs to get surgery. And now you have to crimp and save and not sure, or maybe you can't afford the surgery for your animal. This to you may be more important than maybe to somebody else. Financially healthy.
Yeah.
And obviously, the textbooks say, Alex, you have about, 6 months of savings, and then you're financially okay for the bumps in the road. Again, the psychology of money is so important. When we meet with people, Alex, we pretty much talk in the first 15, 20 minutes about them, what they want to achieve, what they have now. What's the biggest risk? Why would you change advisors? Why wouldn't you change advisors? What are the biggest questions? We want to know who we're dealing with, because you couldn't have hit it better, especially this time of year. Being financially healthy to you, Alex, could be different than to me. If what? I'm running a company, I want to know I have at least a cash flow or extra cash in the bank. So if something were to happen to me, I got another couple $100,000 in the bank just to make sure that if I were to pass away, my business keeps going, because I love our clients and I don't want them to feel a bump in the road. And frankly, my wife might be happy. But anyway, I think the nicest thing is having enough cash flow to take care of my expenses. For those of you out there, do you have enough cash flow in case you were laid off work? If you got disabled, for those in retirement right now, do you have long-term care? Well, that, are you worried about that? Or the client I met with today before this show, Alex, I said, maybe we should put your house into a trust. So in the event you pass away, it goes to the trust and your daughter can stay there. And the daughter is a spendthrift problem. So we want to make sure that the daughter could be sound and have a house for the rest of her life and take a portion of their money, put it into another trust agreement, and have that pay the taxes and insurance on the house. They were thrilled. To them, they felt empowered with just a couple ideas. So that is a very big question. A poll is one thing, but how it relates to people individually, Alex, this is where, when I meet with people at our firm on an individual basis, this is where the money meets the road. It's not just about a paycheck.
No.
If you want a paycheck, you'll get another job or get two jobs. But it's about the lifestyle. And that's a very hard question, but a very important question, because financially healthy to you, Alex, could be different to me.
Yeah. And you want to stop working, but still have that same lifestyle. And how
it's
can
so
I,
important.
How can I do
yeah.
that? And if you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And we know everybody needs the assistance. I think most people understand that, but a lot of people put it off when it comes to getting help for retirement planning. And why do so many people put it off, do you think, Scott? And why is it so important to not put it off?
It's easy to put it off. I remember doing workshops everywhere I've been going. And, you know, you have some families that have, $1 million in savings, and they think they don't have enough. Yet right next to them, another family has $50,000 in savings, and they think they're okay. And they're banking it on other different areas like their pension, their Social Security, their retirement, their wife, their husband, other income. Maybe they're going to go back to work. This is really where the rubber meets the road when it comes to your financial checkup, when it comes to your how healthy are you? Again, what is your income needed? What do you need on a monthly basis? I know. As I meet with people on a daily basis, this is all I do, is the financial checkup will find out, are you on target? The monthly income, are you on target for that? One day you're feeling great, Alex, all of a sudden, now the family later on today I'll be meeting with, the reason they're coming in for their annual review was not an annual review. It's actually the third quarter they're coming in. I'm saying, why are they coming in? What's going on? I asked my staff. Their daughter just passed away, and now they're becoming grandparents full time.
Yep.
Well, their whole life has just changed. Sadly enough, and gratefully enough, they're able to take care of the kids, and they have a few dollars in the bank. They want to make sure it's going to last a good long time. But their whole life changed. Everybody's lives aren't the same. That's why I think financial plans are not exactly perfect, because if I did a financial plan for you today, Alex, it could be perfect today. All of a sudden you popped out three kids, your plan changed instantly. So I think this is important, not to set it and forget it, which a lot of guys do. They go out there and they roll up in their car, they pull out their laptop in their car, and they sit with you and you think you're in good shape. This is not the game.
What are you talking about? Surprises never happen, Scott. What are you talking about?
You're right. They never do.
Life's so predictable.
It really is,
yeah.
Alex.
And, yeah, yeah.
And I think for those of you needing help, I'd love to talk to you. This time of year, no matter when you're listening to me right now, you're thinking, Scott, I'd like to talk to you. Hey, please understand, when people meet with me, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. Let's have a conversation. I may not be the right financial guy for you. George may not be another financial advisor in office or whatever financial advisors I have in my firm. We may not be the right mix, but you know what? Just a second opinion, or maybe just a couple words when I mentioned to the family, let's build the trust. That made them feel financially healthy. Let's talk. 609-488-4646. I look forward to hearing from you. Don't put this off. The reason some people don't want to talk about it because they're afraid, they feel embarrassed. Don't. We'll make you feel right at home. We'll help you through the process you're going through. And please give us a call at our studio, 609-488-4646. Let's become financially healthy so we can guide you through the jungles of decisions you're going to make in your retirement.
And that number again is 609-488-4646. You can add a .com for the website. Well, we all know what an annual physical checkup looks like, but what does a financial checkup look like? And don't worry, Scott promises not to make you turn your head and cough. But we are going to answer what a financial checkup looks like coming up next on Financial Insanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
We all know what to expect with our annual physical, and hopefully all of you are doing that. The questions they'll ask, we know the basic procedures usually, but we don't always understand how a financial checkup works and why that is so important. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, and alongside Scott McLean of the McLean Advisory Group. Scott, very simply, what does a financial checkup look like?
Well, it's not like the proctologist. It's not as embarrassing, but for some people it could be.
Yeah.
I think about a physical we just had, and of course they have to do that checkup, and boy, it's so embarrassing sometimes.
So much fun, isn't it?
It's not fun, yet, especially if it's a new doctor and you don't know him, and then all of a sudden you have to go through an embarrassing...
And his or her hands are cold.
Yeah, it's not good. Well, the same thing with financial checkup, Alex. Sometimes people don't want to do them, and the reason why is because they're embarrassed.
Sure.
But the worst thing is, if I had cancer in a private area of my body, I would have it looked at.
Mm-hmm.
The private area of someone's body is their wallet. It's amazing how endeared money is. They say they're not, but money, and go to our church, well, Scott, the root of all evil is money. No, it's not. It's not. It's the love of money, the worship.
Hmm.
When it comes to a financial checkup, let's have a quick game plan. Now, the word quick in my world is let's create a budget and let's see how you're doing. Let's walk through the budget. Then if you open up your checkbook or your credit card statement, maybe you'll find out, wow, maybe I've been spending too much money on those lattes at Starbucks at $6-$7 a bit. You'll find out problems, but there's nothing wrong. There's no sense beating a person for finding problems. It's a way to correct a correcting course. So number one, you want to put a budget together and you want to uncover those risky areas, those potential threats. Maybe you're spending too much on maybe too many shoes, or maybe I see a lot of young people, they're buying tattoos. They're going crazy. Are we spending too much time in the wrong area? The third area is, of course, not paying attention to the uncovered threats, as we talked about in the spending money, but inflation and the stock market volatility, maybe not realigning their investments. So number one, creating a budget. Number two, uncover risky areas. This is why the conversation with the financial advisor who's done this for as many years as we have, and other people have out there who are doing it, they need to uncover those areas, not just easy, how much did you make? How much did you invest? Okay, what else is coming down the line? The next area, Alex, was, you know, perhaps looking at other types of investments, other types of income-generating tools, maybe that many people are unaware of, such as preferreds, maybe BDCs, business development corporations. Perhaps you're looking at other types of tools that are MLP, master limited partners, something that's going to generate income, or maybe other types of things. Well, I don't want annuities. Well, annuities could be just the right tool for the right person that's going to generate an income for life and not having to worry about the ups and downs. So the first one was create a budget. Second one, uncovering risky areas, problems that you're unaware of. Third area is maybe I need more income. Where do I get more income? Other different investments. And the last area, Alex, I'm thinking real quickly about this question off the cuff here, is to maybe to learn how to really keep your income, your standard of living in line with your rising costs. Eggs cost a lot more money, milk costs, but how do we really market that out, or I should say phase that in on a daily basis? Yesterday's income didn't cover today's income, perhaps. So let's take a look at those areas. It sounds very simple, but again, people don't want to do these because number one, making a budget is like a cuss word, the B cuss word. Hmm. It's a pain in the butt, but you got to make that budget. Alex, I don't know about you, but you know, when you talk to somebody about creating a budget, are you tithing? Are you giving to charity? Hmm. Are you giving in that budget? Are you helping other people out? That budget could be budgeting your time for working out. In one of our segments, Alex, we spoke about was financially healthy. Well, did you budget time to work out? Did you budget time to invest? Did you sit down with the 401k, 403b manager to start your planning this year or maybe in the middle of the year? Are you putting money away? Should you put money away? Let's take a look at the tax return. So those are the critical quick areas. By the way, if you're listening to me right now, this is Scott McLean right here in Weirton, right around the corner from most of y'all. You know, I'd love to help you. 609-488-4646. They say, Scott, I'd like to have some retirement income strategies, or maybe I need an analysis, or maybe I need just, let's talk about my budget and how it aligns with my current financial plan, because my financial advisor really never went over the psychology of money, how money really works and how I look at it. Alex, the way you look at money may be different than the way I look at money, but as a financial advisor, if I know I need a smack, meaning a correction in the way you're spending, I'm not going to hold it back. I'm going to help you. I'm going to guide you. So for those of you, again, I'd love to help you. We're not here to make you butt rich and just totally, but if you're behind on your retirement, it's okay. Humility. Just come in. Put your pride in your back pocket and let's talk. Maybe we can get you on course or get you back on course. Maybe you're off course, or maybe you've been through a bump in the road. Your lovely husband, your wife, your significant partner, maybe they passed away and you depended on their income as well as their love. Well, both of those are gone. Let's talk. 609-488-4646. I'd love to help you. We're here. Hide your checkbook. Hide your wallet. We're not going to ask you if you're on air right now. Listen to me right now. The time you spend with me or George or one of our advisors at McLean Advisory, we're not looking at you as a dollar paycheck. We're looking at you as how can we help? This is how our business grows, because people tell about us all the time, because we've been helping people for so many years, now going on our 42nd year in this time.
Well, and Scott, explain to folks, if they do want a second opinion or if they have some questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, if you feel free, give our call off the air. I'd love to answer some of your questions. No cost, no obligation. Call our studio, 609-488-4646. Let me give it again to you. And by the way, that's our website, 609-488-4646. And just enter .com if you want to look us up. It'll default right to our website. Well, we'd love to help you. We've got answers. I'm sure you've got questions. We'll guide you through these challenges. Don't put this off. It's easy to put it off. The problem is, I guarantee, if the doctor told you to take this pill to cure your ailment, well, you'd be the first one down to the drugstore, grab a bottle of water, grab the pills, and you're going to pop it right in your mouth at that time in the drugstore, because it'll help your ailments. This is why you don't want to put things off. Take action. Procrastination is the mother of the king of diseases. Don't procrastinate. 609-488-4646. I'd love to talk to you.
Thank you for that, Scott. And if you end up having to be rushed to the emergency room, what will the impact be on your retirement plan?
That's for sure.
Won't be good, Scott. Well, we're going to explore that coming up next right here, Financial Insanity.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bellpoint Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
According to Fidelity, the average couple can expect to spend an estimated $315,000 after tax. Ooh. On out-of-pocket healthcare expenses in retirement, excluding long-term care. And you just can't afford to overlook healthcare costs when you're planning for retirement. It's not fun, but we got to do it. Here with Scott McLean, Financial Insanity, always a fun guy to talk to, even if the topic maybe is a little more dim. And remember, you can always call Scott, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Scott is your guy to have some of these that can be a little more uncomfortable conversations when it comes to your money.
They are.
So, Scott, how do you help your clients plan for healthcare costs while not depleting their entire retirement savings at the same time?
Well, that's a loaded question, because the healthcare costs usually are covered by insurance up to a certain deductible, number one. And on top of that, what's the maximum out of pocket? And then when will it 100% kick in? And then what happens if they kick you off the plan? You retire from your work. So these are some critical questions to ask people. Healthcare is a challenge. It's changing every day. One thing I can tell you, GoodRx, the gold card, is a great card, and shop it out, save some money there. I ask people that all the time. They think I'm crazy, but I love saving money. On top of that, I think on those areas, looking at their budget, how much they've been putting away. So if they don't have long-term care, we speak about that. Maybe they have a certain vehicle that if they were to become sick or disabled, they have a insurance type of product that they can use. And if they don't use it, they get all their money back. So there's some tools in the tool shed where they can maybe not deplete their entire retirement savings. Then we also speak about maybe putting it into a trust, whether it's a what kind of specialized trust is out there. When people call us and we meet with them, we talk about a specialized trust that I don't want my house being taken by the government. I don't want to give my house up. So if that's on your mind, please give me a call off the air, 609-488-4646. And the reason why is because maybe people ask, okay, what kind of specialized trust do I need to put it into? How and when should I do that? How do I to protect my assets for my kids? This is why it's so important to put in these specialized trusts that we work with their attorneys, or they can work with our attorneys in-house to help them really protect their assets from these healthcare costs. And again, not depleting their entire estate. Let's figure out how much you have. Let's figure what's coming into. And if you're continuing to work right now, you might want to think about the HSA type of plan at work, or the savings plan for healthcare. It could be a great tool to use.
And Scott, you know, we're talking healthcare, and a lot of times we talk about long-term care as well, but what's different? What's different about planning for healthcare costs, and how does that differentiate from planning for long-term care?
Well, the healthcare costs, number one, get your butt in shape. You know, I'd like, for those of you listening to me right now, do yourself a favor. Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holiday you spend, maybe Easter, whenever. Get a book called Life Force, LIFEFORC. Life Force. Tony Robbins put together, and these doctors got together. And boy, the significant stuff for increasing your healthcare costs. Well, why don't you read the book to see what new is coming down the line to really help you with your healthcare costs? And how do your healthcare costs? Well, we know we need to work out. And non-working out versus working out is a tremendous factor. That's one way of saving money that could just cause you a little bit of sweat. Preparing for the increasing cost of insurance, well, put that in your budget for inflation. That's going to be, of course, where are you investing that money? Safe money, secure money or not? Healthcare costs differing from long-term care. Long-term care is obviously, if you're in the facility, there's some long-term cares that will give you a check for the rest of your life, perhaps, or maybe for 2 or 3 years. But that does not cover under the health insurance plan that Alex was talking about, where we have the health and healthcare costs, which would be your Medicare, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, let's just say, keep it simple for this discussion, versus your long-term care. So there's two different plans out there that cannot be misunderstood, because some do not cover for in-house coverage. In other words, you got to stay at home, versus long-term care, or versus just maybe you got a terrible cuss word called the C disease, and maybe you just got the cancer. How much does your health care cover for that, not long-term care? Difference. We just did one, Alex. Oh, here, just give me an idea. We looked at something. Here's an idea, guys. If you have life insurance, do you have an old policy around? We just did this last week, and I got a phone call when I was in school this weekend in Florida. They had a life insurance policy called waiver of premium. And the waiver of premium actually pays for the life insurance. He had $300,000. Now listen. When I asked to see the policy, he says he didn't have it with him, but he never heard of it. I got a call on Saturday morning. Scott, I got that thing you said. I said, what do you mean? Remember that waiver of premium clause? And they converted my policy with no medical? I said, yes. He says, well, I had it in my old policy, but the agent never asked about my health, and I got cancer, and I've been totally disabled. I said, okay, let's put our boxing gloves on. It's time to get your benefits. That premium that he paid for, the waiver of premium, putting a claim in, even though he didn't put a claim in, this may be a possible claim for paying his life insurance for the rest of his life, and he gets all his money back, what he paid in. Well, I'm not sure if that's going to happen to this gentleman, but I can tell you I've done this several times, and people have gotten all their money back and their premiums are covered. So think about that for those of you about to retire or in retirement. Look about the old life insurance. Do you have waiver of premium? Just a quick thing out of the box. It just happened for them and for other people I meet with, Alex. I don't know if that answered that question. But
no. Again, and it's great, too, and it speaks to the details, Scott, that somebody like you, you know, not to give you a big head, but, you know, somebody like you understand this stuff. This is your expertise. Right. You've been doing this thing for years.
Yeah.
We
all are experts in something, and this is something where you can feel like, you know, you have a good understanding when it comes to different costs, healthcare costs, long-term care, all that stuff. And if you have questions, Scott may have answers for you. 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And this is not to sound like a bad thing, but we're living longer than we've ever had before. And retirements today, they can last 20 to 30 years. That's a good thing. But how has living longer changed our need for retirement planning, Scott?
Well, has it changed our need for retirement planning? Living a lot longer? Well, yes, it has, because as we live a lot longer, we need to make sure the money's going to last a lot longer. Hopefully you're lasting a lot longer for those I'm talking to right now. That's right. You right there. I'm talking to you right now. Maybe you're 75. Maybe you're 95. Hopefully you're healthy at 95. I hope I live forever, but I can't wait to go to heaven. But mom and dad can wait. But the challenge is you want to be healthy. But in being healthy, of course, living longer, well, we need more money. And we need to figure out inflation, the cost of that hamburger. We used to get a Happy Meal. Well, now you got to split the Happy Meal. It's so expensive right now with your spouse. So you buy one Happy Meal and split the hamburger in half and half the French fries. So again, do we have enough money? Is enough money to enjoy each other? Enjoy maybe getting those coupons. Maybe you never cut coupons before. Well, if you're like myself, which is Jewish and Scottish, I'm really cheapish. And I can tell you that, and I'm not making fun of anybody else. I'm making fun of myself. And that's how we were raised, turning the lights off, like you listening out there right now. Maybe you yelled at your kids, turn the lights off, you know, and make sure the door is closed all the way. Turn the heat down. You guys remember those statements?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me.
This is part of retirement planning.
My dad speaks the same language as you, my friend, and it's trickled down to me.
All us old people are the same way, old meaning my age, you know, 64 years old. You know, we grew up in that household. You get whacked, or maybe you get in trouble. I know we got whacked, but many people don't want to do that anymore. That's part of financial planning, by the way, Alex. You see, paying attention to the details of how your money is evaporating with not even paying attention. Going out for those lattes at Starbucks twice a week when you could have invested that $6 instead of going twice a week. Well, six times four is $24. Start your savings plan for the grandkid, or maybe tell your kids, lay off the Starbucks and start putting away $25 a month. Another area of retirement planning, Alex, and I'm very cautious along with your long-term care planning, is saying no. The cuss word no, if the kids need to borrow money, we're looking at you in this listening right now. You're just giving money away to give money away? Are you helping them out just to help them out to make their life easier? Looking at your life, you've struggled and you fought for what you have, and now they want to go to the well because it's easy to go to the well of money. And so be very cautious or very concerned, and then making sure the money's protected. One of the areas of the protection world is I've seen so many problems, Alex, is people are not having their power of attorney. Scott, what are you talking about, legal documents? That's right, the power of attorney. You see, if your lights went dim, Alex, you go to a nursing home, who's going to be your advocate? That means you have to go to the judge and have the judge appoint you as the power of attorney for healthcare matters. Or for financial matters, two different power of attorneys could be in one document. But if you don't have that up to date, by the way, that could be a great goal. If you don't have it right now, plan to get it in the next 2 weeks. Set the appointment. If you want to call our office, we have lawyers here. You don't have to pay them. Complimentary. You can meet with them. No cost, no obligation. Meet with them. 609-488-4646. Give our office a call. They'll schedule a time to either talk on the phone or come in person. Because not having the right legal documents is going to do what? It's going to dig into your nest egg of wealth, because that's going to be needed in case your lights go dim or your spouse's lights go dim or your significant other. So get your legal affairs in order. I can tell you that has been a real challenge, and people love when they come in here, they get a bunch of ideas from me. Because why? Well, because this is all we do. We want to help preserve your money for yourself, whether you're in retirement, of disabled, or you're healthy. Let's guide you through it. Maybe you're taking care of your mom and dad. Write this down. Listen to me out there. If you're a veteran during wartime periods, you may be entitled to free long-term care. Write that down. By the way, we help tons and tons of veterans getting benefits that are out there. Please write this down. I built a company called Veterans Benefit Advisory Group. We're able to guide the spouses or the veterans in getting these benefits that were served during wartime periods. I didn't say you had to be in war. You could be serving right here in Lakehurst, New Jersey, and never in war, in a war front. And all of a sudden you find out you could get free long-term care, a free nursing home. Alex, I don't know if you're aware of it, but it's a nationwide program. It's powerful. Give us a call, 609-488-4646. Not paying attention to the details could cause your money to go a wreck. 609-488-4646. Give me a call off the air. By the way, that's our website. Just type in .com and you'll come see us, and we'd love to talk to you. Alex?
Yeah, thank you for that, Scott. To get answers to your questions, 609-488-4646. More Financial Insanity with Scott McLean coming up.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
McLean Advisory Group is so thankful for our veterans and the sacrifices they've made over the years. We're going to talk today about some programs aiming to help these great veterans with daily activities, medical expenses, and more. Financial insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. I'm Alex Dingman, alongside, as always, Scott McLean.
That's right.
Today, we have a good friend of his, Robert Brown, retired Navy veteran for over 20 years. He was a chief petty officer for the Persian Gulf and now veterans service officer helping folks. Robert, thank you so much for serving this great country and for continuing to help folks find those great benefits.
My pleasure.
That is awesome. And Scott, I know you guys have quite the history and you like each other a little bit. You work together, you like each other, and that's a good mix, right, Scott?
Once in a while.
It is a good mix. His wife's beautiful, beautiful family. Took his family out on the boat. We just had some fun together. So the neatest thing is how it started as we were helping our veterans. I took a class, as I mentioned in our previous show, about the aid and attendance pension benefit, which that benefit, for whether you're in a nursing home or you're at home, I mean, that benefit is really, really beneficial. My daddy served in Korea. My grandfather served in World War II, and I am a 4F, not a Dodger. I'm a 4F. In other words, I didn't qualify because of surgeries on my body before when I tried to go in, but that was the rule in the McLean house. But notwithstanding, the aid and attendance benefit on our previous show talked about, could you get benefits whether you're at home or not because you're sick or disabled, or maybe you need to go into a facility like Vineland, Paramus, Menlo Park. There's great facility. One of the best ones, I believe, in New Jersey is Vineland. But this program today, we spoke about that as a previous program, but this program today is for our veterans that serve And there's two types of benefits, the two types of benefits that Robert is very well of. And Robert is 100% disabled veteran benefit, not because he's ugly and I'm better looking, but because he's actually, this is not textbook, this is real world. And of course, the lawyer in our office also is 100% disabled benefit, getting these wonderful benefits. There's a connected benefit, service-connected benefit. And there's a non-service connected benefit. And Robert, if we looked at the service connected versus non-service, we talk about the aid and attendance benefit, which is a wonderful benefit for those of you or your parents. You need to know about it. You need to ask us. And by the way, if you don't know about that, the number is 609-488-4646. Please feel free to give our studios a call to, if you have any questions. We'll get you in touch with Robert or someone that can handle your calls. If I'm busy, I don't want to miss your call. 609-488-4646. But Alex, we're talking about this connected benefits. Rob, there's two types of benefits. Let's give a summary of the this other benefit we talk about. Well, you see on TV all the time this benefit down in Camp Lejeune. We've been doing this thing for how many years, Robert? Since 2008.
Sure, a long time.
And I have one of our gentlemen in our church who has spina bifida, which comes from the water, Camp Lejeune, and he, as child of a veteran, didn't know he qualified. And when I mentioned to him, he says, "I don't believe it." And so, of course, now he believes it. Robert, there's a lot of benefits. Let's go ahead and break it down as quick as you can.
Sure.
As we think about this great benefit.
Okay. So generally, the way this works is if you wore a uniform for some period of time, however long that was, and you got injured doing anything, it could have been your hand, your finger, your eye, your leg, your knee, what have you, and that's recorded somewhere in your medical record, then you report that. The big question to the VA before they'll pay you any compensation, this is the term, it's not a pension. This form is called a compensation. Before they pay you any compensation of money, they have to figure out, did this happen while you're in uniform, while you're active duty, or did it not? So if you were out of service and discharged and you got a car accident, it's, quote, a non-service-connected issue, and the VA will not pay that. So it had to have happened or started or at least exacerbated while you were in the service in a uniform. So is this a service-connected benefit? That's what has to be determined first. And the VA does a process to figure that out. Once that's done, they say, okay, here's your problem. I understand. I'm going to send you to a third-party adjudicator to figure out, to confirm the severity of that problem, if it's hearing, again, if it's a broken leg, what have you, and where do we go from there? Is it a recurring problem, or is it a problem that's been fixed and now you're 100% better? Again, no compensation. But if there is still an existing issue, then the VA will pay this compensation of a certain percentage equating to a certain amount of dollars every single month, again, tax-free.
In our place in Florida, we have an Ocala farm, and we have an equestrian center down there. We're behind there, the World Equestrian Center. We have one of our gentlemen who takes care of our property down there, and he is a veteran. He was in Afghanistan. He went through some real challenges, and he wasn't sure about the benefits. I said, Robert, do me a favor and give my friend, we won't say his name, but give my friend a call. I think he qualifies for benefits. He was not getting 100%, and he did connect it. He's been through a lot of challenges. I won't go deep, but some of you listening right now, maybe you have been in some deep challenges and you're afraid to apply because you saw your buddies got damaged or hurt in the war, but you didn't, and therefore you think you shouldn't apply because downplay. You don't deserve it.
Downplaying the issue, you think other people deserve it, but you are just as eligible from a wartime vet versus a service-connected vet. Two different situations.
And Robert and I see this all the time, and I see these veterans as I'm doing the financial planning, and I ask the question, what went on? And when I see their eyes glaze over, they don't want to talk about it, I wait to get alone with them, or I have Robert call them because a vet to a vet will talk. Versus I'm a non-vet, even though I know this program very well, they would rather speak to somebody who's been in the muck, who's been in the trenches, sure, who's gone through this war problem. And though, of course, I tell Robert, do me a favor, call maybe you. If your spouse, if you're on there and your wife or your husband's on there and you've seen your spouse go through this, give us a call and maybe Robert can help you. Say some words where maybe your husband or your wife, the veteran, would like to get help, but they're afraid to get help. And I can't tell you, when I was developing another program with Columbia University, which is with the horses, if you'll see War Horses with Earl Mack, we were developing that program until COVID hit. I can tell you this is a tremendous benefit for PTSD as well. Robert can be very helpful. 609-488-4646. Again, please don't put yourself on the shelf.
Yeah.
Come off the shelf. Come off the, I don't need to apply. I'm tough. Well, I'm doing that now with my hurt knee. I walk around tough because I know I got to get surgery. But this is something you don't want to put off, because as you get older, more issues start to crop up, Robert. Is that right?
Oh, they do. They increase over the time, multiple times. And then had you not explored that issue, now you're putting it off. And the commencement begins when you start your application. You cannot get any retroactive money, but only moving forward once the application is put in. So don't hesitate. Talk to us. Get a hold of us. We'll figure out where to navigate the waters from there, sailor speaking.
Once the application is put in. So thinking about it doesn't start it. Just filling out the form doesn't start it. You actually have to submit it.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And Scott, you've been helping people with their finances for over 40 years, but also very importantly, since 2008, you've been specifically helping people with their benefits if they're veterans, as you opened up the Veterans Benefit Advisory Group back in 2008. And we're talking today with Robert Brown, retired Navy Chief Petty Officer, served for 20 years, and now is a Veterans Service Officer. And guys, we have a few minutes left, and I know we're talking about some known benefits, some unknown benefits. What maybe are some other benefits or opportunities for folks that people should know about?
Well, there's a number of them. Some of them are, if you wanted dental care, you can get that. Not necessarily a particular benefit, but a benefit from having served. If you had dental issues, you can apply for a certificate of eligibility for a home loan. There are burial benefits that many, many people don't know about, as far as funeral services, costs incurred, the veterans cemetery, the plot, the grave marker, some of those. There's a spousal benefit that you can get for the spouses of the veteran who passed away. Again, a monthly basis for payment of that surviving spouse benefit, they called. Or there's dependent education benefits for the children of some of those veterans. For example, my daughter is going to Stockton University for, as a quote, cut rate, because the VA pays part of her education based upon my disability. So very she's cool. The recipient of my service and gets those benefits for her college education. So spouse, dependent education benefits there. My wife could go to school if she would choose to because of the disability status that I'm at. And again, all of this is a monthly benefit, non-taxable. You don't talk about it to the accountants.
And Robert, I want to interject real quick because I think it's very important. The number 609-488-4646, but the point that this is great information for veterans, but also veterans' families as well. That's something for folks that are listening out there. There's opportunities for the families of veterans also. Again, that number is 609-488-4646. Robert, Scott, please continue. Got a couple moments left here. Very important stuff.
Couple things that hit my mind that I don't think we brought up. I can't find my dad's records. I can't find the DD-214. I don't know what to do. Robert, what do they do? Because this is a reason not to follow up because you don't know what to do. B, a reason to put it off and maybe I'll get to it later. It's almost like putting your Christmas tree up on December 24th because you don't have any money. Well, that's what I did when I was broke. But this is different. This is a benefit for life. Robert, I can't find the records. What do we do?
Okay. So to answer that really is talk to me. All right. Tell me what you know and tell me what you don't know. And I say that because if you don't know how to get your record, and again, this could be the military discharge document, DD-214, or the War Department, the WD document. Or it could be, I don't have medical records from when I was in. I was in Agent Orange, and when we got discharged, we just sent us home, and I wanted to get out of the Vietnam, so I just left. I never got my records, my medical records, to prove any of my disability, so we could start from there. The answer is come and talk to us. I know exactly where we submit to. I know the documents to submit for. We just do a couple documents, submit it, it comes in the mail, and then we begin. So if you don't have documents, that's okay. We'll get them. And it's as simple as that. We know where to lead everyone to get this benefit. You start with that. You need the foundation. Then we proceed forward with an application and submission.
I think the worst thing I find out with veterans, being in this business now 40 plus years, my dad did pass away within 5 days when he had leukemia. Mom passed away in 3 months, and we never went for the benefit. I frankly never knew about this benefit until I was invited to school. I thought there was a scam, and they said, well, you pay $2,500, come to our school, learn about these benefits. I really honestly thought it was a scam. Dave Conley, one of our attorneys that we work with on estate planning, said, Scotty, what's $2,500 when you can help vets? And he always calls me a draft dodger, even though I wasn't, because I was 4F'd.
Yeah, the good friends give you the hardest time. That's for sure.
They do. They are. We've been together since 1984, Dave Conley and I. And the funniest thing, the wonderful most thing is I did go to school and I said, holy mackerel, every financial advisor should be asking the question, are you a veteran? Was your husband or wife a veteran? Maybe they passed away. Was your mom and dad a veteran? This is part of the estate planning process, Alex. As I meet with people, I'm asking lots of questions. They're asking, why are you asking these questions? Because I'm looking for benefits they are totally unaware of. I'm looking to reduce taxes, the best benefit. I'm looking to make their life much more pleasant. So when they retire, they don't worry about running out of money. They enjoy their lifestyle. And that's why I added this veterans benefit in there, because they didn't take me, Alex. And I felt guilty, because that's the whole thing in the McLeans. All the McLeans have to join. That was the rule. And they didn't take me. And I frankly was scared to call my dad saying they turned me down. They 4F'd me. Sure. But the moment I told him, I applied to every single facility, whether the Army, Navy, Marines, which I went for first. Every one of them turned me down. I didn't know they shared records. And then all of a sudden, I was afraid to call my dad. When I called him, he said, okay, son, no big deal. I thought I was going to get drilled down, because his goal and the family was to drill down people to find out the best way possible. Now, Robert, as we close on this subject, as a veteran, you've seen people pause, you've seen people apply, you've seen people get denied. And then they say, well, I applied, I did it myself, and I didn't get approved. And because they didn't get help. What do you say?
Well, first of all, I say you may not have completed every single document in every single line entry that the VA wants. So they don't explain the discrepancy on your document. They just send it back and say, sorry, not approved. So it becomes very important to know exactly what forms to fill out, exactly where to sign, how to answer the questions in order to get approved at the VA level. And based upon expertise here, that's how you get it through. We've had one claim who got approved, and Scott could verify, from start to finish in 10 days.
That was a miracle, though.
That was 10 days.
Don't expect phenomenal. That, guys. This was a miracle. I told you very clearly, but that was wonderful.
It was.
Well, she started coming in. The wife came in. The husband's like, the Marine Corps vet, his noodles went south. He was getting flashbacks. He came in. She was crying, didn't know what to do. They were burning cash. They were going to the nursing home. She came in from hearing me from other people. She came in within, and I will tell you this, I don't know how it happened so quick. I've never seen it, but it is out there. It is real, as long as you do it correct, guys.
Yep.
Alex?
Yep. Thank you.
And you need some guidance. And that's really what we're out here for. We're to guide you to where you need to be based upon your service and your commitment in the military.
Thank you.
And that's where it is. And again, serving vets is ideal and in my heart every single day.
Thank you so much for that. Great way to close. And again, if you need help, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Great guest today, Veterans Service Officer Robert Brown. Robert, again, thank you for being a guest today. More importantly, thank you for serving our nation.
You're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
Scott opened up the Veterans Benefit Advisory Group in 2008 to help veterans and their families, guiding them to these important benefits. Again, that number, 609-488-4646.
The number for Scott McLean, McLean Advisory Group, 609-488-4646. And again, a special salute and thank you to all of our veterans.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McLean Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McLean Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646.com. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.